It is time to open your three letters. I don't know about you, but I am really excited to see what is inside. On the outside, each bears an inscription. Letter 1, turn your face toward the light. Letter 2, let the Spirit of Truth be your guide. Letter 3, experience the peace that passes all understanding. These three letters symbolize the threefold cord of waiting: truth, light, and peace. As you read through each letter, or as you listen to each letter, read them as if God is speaking to you, the only person in the entire world. It might be hard at first to adjust to this intimate narrative, but it will become easier. Take your time. There is no rushing allowed in your waiting room. The longer you wait, the quieter it gets, and the more intimate the questions become, leading you to the most significant question of all questions. How do I want to live the rest of my life? Are you ready? Let's open letter number 1. The cord of light. Turn your face toward the light. The world began with four powerful words: let there be light. I created light in the shape of a sun, the moon, and radiant stars, and set them in the sky to illuminate the earth. I then divided this light, creating a daytime and a nighttime. I knew my creation needed both. I know your need for light too. Hurtful words seem to turn the lights off, leaving you and your heart rift alone in the dark. Things look, sound, and feel different in the dark. Trees look like monsters. The wind sounds like a whistling intruder. Cold spaghetti feels like wriggling worms. A brief walk feels like a marathon. In the dark, the load seems like too much to bear. Your perspective changes. Your heart melts with fear and anxiety, and your sure-footedness transforms into disorientation. Bottom line, perspective needs to be realigned. I have a few thoughts on how to do this. First, turn your face toward the light. Become a light-oriented woman. Live by the light-filled words written by my son Matthew. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, my daughter, there your heart will be also. The eye, your eye, is the lamp of your body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Second, I placed an internal clock within the young sunflower that causes it to face east at dawn to greet the sun. As the sun moves west throughout the day, the sunflower follows it. During the night, it slowly turns back to start the cycle again. As it matures, the overall growth slows down, so the circadian clock makes sure the plant gets enough early morning light for the whole day. I spent a great deal of time and energy on those 6 days of creation, filling the natural world with life lessons just for you. Third, let the sunflower's beautiful story inform your new story. From this day forward, Face east at dawn and greet my son. Capital S-O-N. Follow him westward throughout the day, and then slowly turn back east to start again tomorrow. Be light-oriented. Fill your being with only those things that are light-producing. Follow hard after my son Paul's words in Ephesians 1:18. I pray that your heart will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future. He has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ have been given to him. These are the words of the first light letter.